From Washington, this is VOA News. Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian state television says 12 people were killed overnight during anti-government protests. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested since the protest broke out last week. The protesters are upset about economic conditions in the country and the government's military ventures in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen as part of a battle with Saudi Arabia for influence in the region. State television said some armed protesters tried to take control of some police stations and military bases, but they met strong resistance from security forces. President Hassan Rouhani vowed that security forces would respond to rioters and lawbreakers. The government will show no tolerance for those who damage public properties, violate public order, and create unrest in the society. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the protesters brave and heroic.
Brave Iranians are pouring into the streets. They seek freedom. They seek justice. They seek the basic liberties that have been denied to them for decades.
The first demonstrations began last Thursday in Mashhad, Iran's second-largest city, then spread to other parts of the country. President Trump is again accusing Pakistan of sheltering terrorists whom American forces are fighting in neighboring Afghanistan. Washington has long accused Islamabad, particularly its security institutions, of turning a blind eye or covertly helping the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani Network to stage cross-border attacks against Afghan and U.S.-led forces. In his first Twitter message of 2018, Trump wrote, "The U.S. has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over the last 15 years, and they have given us nothing but lies and deceit." This is VOA News.